com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
I can't believe it. You know, I'm looking at the news during the break. I can't believe it. Frank Underhill's with us. I'll tell you what the news is in just a second. Frank, it says... Oh, man, they really expect us to believe this. Here's what it is. Here's Frank Underhill's with us, underhillsecurities.com. Frank, this is the Weekly Standard, and I can't believe it. 66% believe Obama administration right to analyze and collect data. They're saying that 66% of the people in a CNN poll believe, these are American adults, believe that it is right for the Obama administration to analyze and connect internet data. Now, only 33% believe it's wrong, and 1% have no opinion. Now, they did a telephone poll, which I guess is different from this other poll that they did, and 51% said it's right to collect the data, and 48% say it's wrong, and only 1% has no opinion. Now, here's the question. The question that was asked is, let's see, do you think the Obama administration was right or wrong in gathering and analyzing internet data? I am absolutely shocked that they're saying that 66% of Americans are that dumb as to say that it's right to collect and analyze this data, because it's collected and analyzed on everybody. What are your thoughts, Frank?
It's rather unfortunate that a lot of people think the Constitution isn't worth defending and upholding.
Yeah. And we may get it. Frank, we may get a call from one of our instructors in the next or during this segment. He was I don't know if you got a chance to meet the Dollarhite family, John Dollarhite.
John Dollarhite, yeah.
Yeah, and Judy Dollarhite. The USDA went after them, after their family, for selling pet rabbits, and I think they were facing about a $6 million fine, $6 million for selling rabbits. And they stood up. They went to all the way to Washington, the U.S. Congress, and they got a lot of our Congress involved. As a matter of fact, I think Rand Paul wrote a book, and he talks about the Dollarhite family and how they stood up to the federal government and this massive, massive fine. But I can't get over the fact that the media is expecting us to believe that 66% of Americans believe in this poll that that the government has a right to mine data and invade our privacy. We've got a question, David from San Francisco. You're on with Frank Underhill and me, Vin Fennelli.
Hey, morning all. Yeah, I'm glad you raised this. A lot of the neocon talk shows are trying to claim that the polling should be able to give away our constitutional rights. But if you look at the very word unalienable in the Declaration of Independence, that we're born with unalienable rights, that means you can't give them away. Nobody can sell them from you. Nobody can get you to sign away your constitutional rights. What you're born with, you have for the rest of your life. And so no amount of polling is going to be able to give away our constitutional rights. And in the case of all of this spying, what's ugliest about it to me is the fact that they've given it away to private corporations, that the U.S. government, the NSA, which seems to me to be an unconstitutional agency to begin with, but that they've given this away to private corporations who are now doing things like headhunting, stealing employees from each other, which means that they've got the possibility of having spies working as headhunters, you know, employment agency people, who then, if they choose a figure that they want to steal away for another corporation, they basically have a knowledge of what that person is doing, which is in the, it's basically creating an opportunity to have spying within the corporations, which then puts the nation at risk if one corporation decides to do some corporate, you know, crushing of their competition. They could sabotage that other corporation's methods or operation just to ruin their share price on the stock market. And so they would put our nation at risk by having one spy corporation trying to crush another spy corporation.
Mm-hmm. Well, not only that, we are putting our nation at risk by allowing foreign parts to be used in our computer control apparatus and electronics.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
Just, I mean, I'm in my studio right now here in Missouri, in the Ozark Mountains,
mm-hmm.
and there is nothing, well, I'm looking around, no, there's nothing in my studio that is made with 100% USA components. Nothing. I'm talking about the mixers, the microphone mixers, the headphone amplifiers, the high-speed digital communications link, the JBL speakers, the monitors, the voice processing equipment, the KVM switches, everything that I've got in front of me, everything is made with components from outside the United States. So yeah, and our national security is dependent on it. I really appreciate your call, David. Thanks so much for calling.
Yeah, no trouble. Good week.
Thank you. You too. We've got John Dollarhite on with us. John Dollarhite from Nixon, Missouri. You're on with Frank Underhill and me, Vin Finelli.
Hey, great to be on the air, as always. There is a, as we're kind of talking about the foreign entities that have control over our personal and private information, a company name by the name of Safran is there's a Morpho Group, they have several different subsidiaries, Morpho Group, Morpho Trust, Morpho USA. They're all under this French-owned company. And as of right now, they are the only company in the world that handles personal identification for federal government. Right now, they have 100 different countries that are involved in this. And same with right here in Missouri. They take care of all the fingerprinting, facial recognition, everything. And right now, as you go and get your license at the local Department of Revenue, they do a full biometric scan of your face and of your eyeball, once they do that, then they take any of your private information that they can't just look at your birth certificate and look at the screen and say you were born in such and such year and month and verify the information. They're no longer able to verify it. They have to actually put that on a fax machine or a scanning system where it scans your birth certificate, your marriage certificate. I mean, every piece of paper that they ask, it's basically, where's your papers, sir? And, you know, whatever they say. And if you do not give them those papers and they do not scan those into the system, then you're not allowed to get your driver's license or your CCW and such. You're just, last week we did go to do our CCW and we did videotape them, and they get all the way up to that point, and I said, excuse me, you can't do that according to the Missouri law. And they're like, look at you and say, we're just following orders, sir. Mm-hmm. I said, yeah, but if you follow orders, if those orders are criminal, aren't you, you would be then committing a crime. Sir, we're just following orders. And this is the problem. And I've talked with state representatives, state senators, county commissioners, our county sheriff. They all say, yes, that it is illegal for them to obtain and scan that information. But I sure can't find one of them that's going to stand up with me and say, go to the License Bureau and say, no, you can't do that. The sheriff says, come in and make another report. Well, I've already made a couple reports on it, and a lot of other people have. But, you know, they all say it's illegal, but they're not stopping it.
John Dollarhite's with us. Class, John Dollarhite is a USAPreparedness.com instructor. He's with us at all of our meetups. He's with us at the Get Prepared Expo, and he teaches a class on computer security. He and his wife have been invaded by the USDA, and they've been threatened with a $6 million fine. They stood up to them, and Judy Dollarhite, John's wife, wrote a book called Going Down the Multi-Million Dollar Rabbit Hole, and so that's just published, and that's available on the Internet right now, Amazon. John Dollarhite, Mrs. Finelli and I, are going to the Department of Revenue today, because her driver's license is up for renewal. And we're going to video exactly what you videoed and see how we get received. And right across the road from the Department of Revenue for renewing licenses and CCW permits and such is the City Hall and the Sheriff's Office. So we're going to see what we can do. And we're going to video it, too. Now, class, if you'd like to see this video that John Dollarhite did of trying to get his CCW renewal without scanning in private information, without sending it electronically to this repository, wherever it is, this worldwide repository, that video is at usapreparedness.com. Just go to usapreparedness.com, and you will see the post that says Missouri Department of Revenue won't issue CCW renewal without scanning in private information. And you can click on, once you open up that post, you'll be able to click and watch the YouTube video. Please do. And we have included the Missouri Department of Revenue, Nixa, Missouri office's phone numbers. So please call them. Please call them and tell them they are fired. John, did you have something else that you wanted to share with us?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Hey, thanks so much. So I'll see you tonight at the meetup.
Yep.
John Dollarhite. John Dollarhite's with us now. There's a man who stands up. He doesn't take it. And Frank Underhill's with us. We're going to talk about the economy. But there you have it. We are being surrounded on every front. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPreparedness.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. 866-2237, extension 130.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I had a dream last night, and I was sitting in front of the four monitors here in the studio, and I don't remember exactly what it was, but I had this reason why I needed a fifth monitor, and I just got a message from Dave, our producer, and I can't handle the four monitors, let alone have another one. Oh, man. Frank Underhill's with us. Frank, what's happening with gas prices? What do you see there?
They are going higher.
Man.
Last week, $3.30 a gallon. This week, $3.53 a gallon.
When I was younger,
oil prices have only stayed sideways, you know, $93, $94 a barrel.
Interesting phenomenon, Frank. I mentioned on the air that there was this real pretty girl in Los Angeles on the news, and she was saying gas prices aren't supposed to go up at this time of the year, and it made me crazy listening to that. I mean, she's a really pretty girl, she was, the on-the-street reporter on a video. And it really made me angry because I was thinking, you know, where did she go to school and where did she learn when gas prices are supposed to go up? And, you know, they're not. And at a specific time of the year. Well, I took exception to that. And one of my reactions was, okay, all right. So, class, when you hear somebody say something on the air, challenge them. Give them a call. If they take calls, give them a call. If you see them on the street, ask them, why should I believe what you say? What makes you credible? You know, and as a on-air personality, as a reporter. And here's what's happening. Frank, in this market in Springfield, Missouri, I am hearing people who are USA Preparers students and instructors calling talk shows. Holy smokes, they are taking the talk show host to task. They have stopped sitting on the sidelines and just listening to these people, and they're calling them up, and they're saying, you know, what makes you say that? Where did you get your information from? Tell me the source of that information. Why should I believe you? And what's happening is these talk show hosts are now stuttering. They're stuttering because they don't know the answers. They have no idea. They have not been schooled in it. They have not experienced it. They are just parrots of information. And it's really embarrassing. It's really embarrassing to listen to some radio today because these talk show hosts are being exposed. And not only that, tonight we have a meetup. In fact, I want to share this with you because I think it's really, really important. Tonight at our meetup, and I guess I need to say why we have meetups. Class, the reason I talk about our meetups is I want you to have them too, wherever you are. Coast to coast, north to south, east to west, I would like you to consider having a meetup group. And the reason I talk about how we do it and the topics, so there are two reasons. One, so our class can show up. Two, so you can say, well, you know what, we could talk about that at our local level. We can find a local restaurant, an independent restaurant, not a chain, because forget the chains, you're wasting your time. Just forget International House of Pancakes. Forget, you know, the chains. They will not accommodate you. Find a local independent businessman or woman who would like to have you show up. Pick the night of the week that they are the least busy and ask them if you could use their facility for free. We don't pay Ziggy's. He lets us come, and we just have dinner there, and he benefits, we benefit, it works out great. So tonight we're going to talk about the media, and we're going to talk about how it's manipulated. And really, it is manipulated. These guys are told what not to say. They know that if they cross that line, they'll get fired. So that's what we're going to talk about at tonight's meetup. And we are going after. We're going after the message. We're going after the message because the message is wrong. And we're teaching our students how to do it. So what I'm telling you is that if you listen to networks like GCN, we're not afraid. We're not afraid of telling you the truth. And that's why we have Frank Underhill on, because he'll tell it like he sees it. He's not afraid to tell you what he really sees is happening. Frank, when we get back, I'm going to turn the controls over to you, and you've got the con. C-O-N-N, the controls. You're in charge. We'll be right back. I'm Vin Finelli.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural anti-parasitic, antiviral, antifungal antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than lethal leading brands and cost less. Go to ally-c.com, spelled ally-c.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Ally-C and Ally-Van from Affinity Health Products at ally-c.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called MicroPlant Powder Gold. MicroPlant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make MicroPlant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's top?
Last day.
God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Wow, we're gonna spare no expense here. I just posted an article that the U.S. officials are taking the personal security of Barack Obama so seriously that they're going to be positioning two aircraft carriers off the coast of the G8 summit. Two aircraft carriers. And the plan is that as a contingency, they'll have an evacuation plan should there be a threat on Barack Obama. They'll put him in a helicopter, get him off to the aircraft carrier, and then where there's a jet waiting, that'll take him to the United States. Have we gotten so many people mad at us that they've got to pull out all these stops? I have never heard of such a thing, where we have two aircraft carriers as a contingency to whisk a person to the United States because of assassination fears. This is pretty serious. Frank Underhill, you have the con. That's a merchant marine term, con meaning that you have, we're turning over the controls to you, so you can say whatever you'd like. Frank, you've got the con.
Well, Vincent, first of all, that story, the fact that they want to have aircraft carriers, if it's this much security, why even bother going? If it's just too dangerous.
That's exactly the way I looked at it. How did we get to the point where we are so concerned about a person's safety? I remember JFK, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, riding in an open convertible, and now he did get shot, and there are a lot of reasons that people can attribute that to. But the point is, I've never heard of a president having two aircraft carriers plus all the fleets of vehicles that he's got and all the bulletproof glass that they're putting on hotels, you know, where he's staying and all the rooms that they clear out and all the security. I mean, this is unprecedented.
And Congress complains about his Air Force One travels and other, and here you got two aircraft carriers. Just egregious, and this is why America's broken, Vincent. Because your listeners know what's going on here; they know the game. That's why they don't believe in the like what that poll you alluded to. They don't mind eavesdropping and all this because the American people have just simply given up. These are antics and hijinks that we simply have no control over, no matter who's in and who. And this is the way it's been going for years. And over the years, you've seen America lose its sophistication, where it's the get-rich-quick, the scheming, the fast buck. It's like nothing like family matters anymore. It's like only what these people wear on these television shows is what is really important.
You're talking about keeping up with Kim?
Any of these programs. And the list goes on and on.
Yeah.
And when you have to have aircraft carriers, don't go.
That's unbelievable.
Hold a seminar video conference.
Frank, I want to share this with you. Back in Virginia, we would change oil on our farm tractors and our trucks and all of our, you know, reciprocating engine equipment, you know, piston-powered equipment. And we'd save all the oil and we'd bring it to the recycling place. You know, we'd pour it into this great big container. And I said to the guy in the back room there, I said, "So what do you guys do with this oil?" He said, I'm thinking that they're going to refine it and make it back into a lubricating oil again, you know? He said, no. What we do is we sell it, and we use it, they use it to, as fuel for, ships. So, so here we think that we're doing something good, you know, and they're using it as a fuel for ships. We're thinking that there's, you know, it's probably a really, close recycling, product. You know, that's going to come out of this. No, they're just burning it. They're burning it as fuel for ships. That's where your oil goes when you bring it to a recycling center like it at Walmart or AutoZone or any of those, you know, auto stores. It gets sold and they burn it for fuel. You know, the deception is so great, Frank, on so many levels. We think we're doing good stuff. In Virginia, we had recycling, and we had what was called you'd bring your trash to into town, and they had these great big green bins, and they'd pick it up, and they'd take it to the dump, the landfill. Then they decided they would build what was called a convenience center. So instead of 24 hours a day, 365 days a week, you could bring your trash, and you get picked up a couple times a week and brought to the landfill. No, they have a convenience center where they hired a guy, and they would separate glass. They'd separate it by the color. So if it was green glass or yellow glass, it would go in one bin. Clear glass would go in another bin. Aluminum cans would go in another bin. And then garbage would go in another bin. Well, you know, so we're washing out our bottles and we're washing out our cans. We're separating the steel, the aluminum, the glass, the colors of the glass, and the garbage. So it's all separated. We bring it in, go through all the separate, bring it to the convenience center, which is really an oxymoron. There's nothing convenient about it. And because it wasn't open all the time. So anyway, I said, where does this glass go? And they said, they take it to the landfill. So what they do is they have her separate the yellow glass, the green glass, the clear glass, wash it out, put it in these containers, and then they take it to the same landfill, and they dump it in the same hole as they dump the garbage. Unbelievable, isn't it?
Well, it's unbelievable, and I just want to get back, you know, and I come from... Where we're from Canada, and the Prime Minister travels on a 15-year-old Airbus CC-150, mm-hmm. and it just, mm-hmm. it used to be a drab battleship gray color, mm-hmm. and then they spent some money to repaint it more palatable. But interestingly, the Prime Minister of Canada does not have sole exclusivity of that airplane. That airplane is serviced by the Defense Department, and it flies dignitaries around, generals around, it has a multi-purpose role.
Mm.
And... Yeah, and here you have Air Force One, which is solely dedicated. You have these mm-hmm. aircraft carriers, solely dedicated. Where does the money come from to run all this?
Yeah, I think it would be from theft.
The Prime Minister of Canada drives a Chevy Impala. A Canadian Prime Minister has to drive a made-in-Canada car,
mm-hmm.
whether yeah. it be an Impala or a Buick Encore or whatever they drive.
Mm-hmm.
Has to be made in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see armored Cadillacs and stuff up there. And again, if that's how he has to travel around, maybe he should just stay home.
Maybe he shouldn't cause so many problems that get so many people mad at him.
Precisely. And if this is where we've gotten, what's the point? I like what Woody Harrelson said. He said, well, America could function without government.
As a matter of fact,
it'd be okay.
I think it would be. Frank, you hit on a really good point. Over the weekend, I was talking to one of our instructors, and the comment was, why wait for the Red Cross to give you permission to go help somebody? Forget the Red Cross. Just go do it. Don't wait for permission from anybody. Frank, I have a strategy I'd like to run by you. This strategy. You know, when you go to the Chinese factory outlet, sometimes they say, I need to see your ID to use that credit card. What do you think about this? So you're in line, and, you know, you put all your stuff on the conveyor belt there, and it's all scanned in. They say, okay, just swipe your card, and you swipe your card, and then the clerk says to you, I need to see your ID. Now, at that point, you've got a couple choices. You can say no. You can say yes. But I think the coolest one, and I'm going to do this next, I'm going to say, okay, I'll be right back. It's in my car. And I'm going to leave. What do you think?
I agree completely, yeah.
And then, you know, about 15 minutes later, I'm going to come back. I'm going to say, I got it. It's right here. Got it. Yeah, they'll be all out of breath. You know, I got it as fast as I could. You know, but I got it. So we're all set. Now, what is the clerk going to do? What is she going to do with all the stuff that's in the bags? Right. What happens to the 17 people behind me? Okay, everybody's going to be mad. And initially, they're going to be mad at me. Then they're going to figure out that I didn't do it. Now, if enough of us do that, and we do it like 20 times a day, they're going to knock it off. They're going to knock it off because we're going to gum up the lines and people are going to go, don't go to that Chinese factory outlet. Are you kidding? They make you bring your ID and people don't have it and the lines are, you know, around the block. Forget it. Don't go there. We can take America back.
You know, well, you know, it's not going to be taken back when you have leadership calling this a G8 summit. And again, you know, I read my Canadian papers. The Prime Minister of Canada said it's foolish to call this the G8 summit. It's actually a G7 plus one. Russia should not be included in this summit for simply its brutality and oppression. And just going there and having dialogue with it alone is letting down a lot of people. And he's the only leader that has guts to stand up and say this stuff when you have the biggest country in the world, the United States, coddling to this kind of tyranny.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I urge everyone, read foreign newspapers, read the Mirror, read the Globe and Mail.
Absolutely. I don't read any American newspapers. I really don't I shouldn't say that. I don't put much credibility in what I read in American press. I think it's all controlled, it's all sanitized, it's all filtered, and
even the CNN would not cover Stephen Harper's comments that I don't think we should fool ourselves. This is a G7 plus one.
Mm-hmm.
They need to tell Russia you are denied from this conference until you get on board with ending the human rights violations in Syria. Now, I'm not one who wants to go to war against Syria, but I think if you just ignore them, cut them off of money, oil, whatever they rely on to run their machine, then that would be good enough. But we shouldn't go over there. I think America doesn't want to have a war with Hezbollah on its hands right now anyways.
Frank, what would you like to talk about when we come back?
Let's just talk about gold and have a wrap. We'll go with
okay.
gold.
Okay. How about food prices, too? We'll be
and
right
food
back.
Prices.
Gold and food prices. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. And weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Get Prepared Expo is coming. Get Prepared Expo in Lebanon, Missouri at the Cowan Civic Center. Same place we had the last one. That's July 19, 20, and 21. July 19, 20, and 21. We've got a really interesting format for this expo. We are having in-depth workshops. In addition to seminars, we're having in-depth workshops. Imagine spending 2 hours with Dr. Norman Shealy in a workshop. Imagine Joel Wallach 2 hours in an in-depth workshop. Imagine 2 hours in survival and emergency dentistry with Dr. Howard Shane. And so we have workshops with Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Dr. Shealy, Dr. Shane, Dr. Wallach. Sam Bushman's going to be there. Joyce Riley said she's going to be there. Imagine spending time with all of these fascinating individuals. Your senior instructors and your instructors and me. That will be in Lebanon, Missouri at the Get Prepared Expo. I'm going to be putting more information on the website about this. I think it's absolutely fabulous. So there's not going to be appetite wedding seminars. Okay, we're going to have in-depth workshops. You're going to leave with the information that you need to prepare and to survive. And the weather's getting worse, the economy's getting worse, the government encroaching is getting worse, everything I can think of is getting worse. So we're going to teach you how to deal with that. Frank Underhill's with us. Frank, gold and food prices.
Yeah, well, I would say on the gold and silver spectrum, people should not be looking at this on a daily or constant basis. Instead of monitoring it daily or weekly or monthly, gold and these prices should be monitored yearly. As you see, in the end, it's always over year-to-year performance. It's like staring at a pot of boiling water. Well, if you keep staring at it, it's going to take a while to boil.
Yeah, watch so pot never boils.
Yeah, I just urge people just to be patient and just see where it plays out and get off of listening to what all the pundits and the experts say. On the forefront with commodity prices, I can definitely see the oil over the course of duration move higher. I think if anyone has, you know, should be taking a look at what energy is. If you know, like I think what's happening at the gas pump is perhaps a leading indicator of what's indicative for crude prices to come. And if you see oil, he's sitting here at $98 a barrel. Well, I remember it was down a few weeks ago, down to 89, 87. And these commodity prices can change on a dime very rapidly. And what investors have to know is that there are people in this every day, trading in and out of this every day. Now, we don't have the power to flick a switch like a hedge fund or a mutual fund company and whatnot. But if you just give it time and be patient, things will always work out in the end there.
Frank, when I buy fuel for the farm, I'll buy thousands of gallons at a time. And I try to use historical information as best I can, and I typically buy my fuel oil in August when fuel oil is at the lowest price. But I don't think I can do that anymore. I don't think I can depend on historical data because there's so many manipulations going on at one time. And it's a, you know, when I buy fuel oil, it's a big deal. It really is a big deal. You know, just filling up one small tank is about $4,000. So, and we depend, we farmers depend on fuel oil. So I think we're going to see higher food prices. We talked about in the first hour because of the rain, and our inability to bale hay for the winter. We can't bale it because it's just too wet. So we're going to have an absence of food for the cows this winter. So if you like beef, that's going to be a problem. I think beef prices are going to go higher. They're going to go lower at the end of the summer, and then they're going to go higher. Probably. You know, early in next year. Frank Underhill's with us. Frank, if someone wants to get in contact with you, underhillsecurities.com, underhillsecurities.com. If you've got security issues, if you've got questions, if you've got if you need Frank's advice and counsel, he is the he's the guy that Bob Chapman called five times a day on average to get the latest information for the 40 hours of broadcasting that Bob Chapman did. Good personal friend of Bob Chapman, Frank Underhill. I'm Vin Finelli. Frank, thanks so much for being with us.
Class
above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Meet up tonight, 5:30, Ziggy's.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.